it's a pretty cut and dried concept, kind of.
We are looking at changes in the abundance of a biologically important element, molybdenum, in the oceans through time.
Ariel Lombar is an associate professor in ASU's School of Earth and Space Exploration. Though you may not have heard of an element called molybdenum, Anbar says it has created a puzzle for he and his colleagues.
The puzzle is, why did organisms like us, multicellular as opposed to pond scum, why did we evolve when we did? Why didn't organisms like us take over the world much earlier?
Anbar says he couldn't just order a bucket of ancient seawater, so he looked at rock and sediment. He found there was a 2 billion year gap from when multicellular organisms arrived to when they reproduced in force.
The chemistry of the oceans during those 2 billion years was less hospitable for the ancestors of life like us, but was hospitable for bacteria.
But over a couple billion years, the ocean changed and animal ancestors flourished. The importance? Anbar says researching ancient oceans gives an interesting perspective today.
In a way, what we're looking at is sort of a mirror image of much of the chemistry that goes on in the oceans today. So it's an interesting sort of yin and yang sort of thing.
Anbar's study is published this month in Nature. For KJZZ, I'm Tony Ganser.